This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that innovation can provide solutions where conventional approaches fall short. Addressing the VivaTex 2026 summit in Paris, the Prime Minister highlighted India's rapid technology-driven transformation in areas such as digital payments, financial inclusion, education, healthcare and agriculture. Emphasizing that technology must be accessible to everyone, he said, India views artificial intelligence as all-inclusive. Referring to the recently concluded India-European Union Free Trade Agreement, Mr. Modi said it will boost trade, investment, technology exchange and tourism. He urged the global innovators to work with India and deliver for all.
2026 is a special year for India and Europe. At the beginning of the year, we concluded the historic India-EU Free Trade Agreement. This agreement will expand our trade and investment, and it will open up many pathways for the exchange of talent, technology and tourism.
Earlier, the Prime Minister held a series of high-level meetings with leading French business leaders in Paris as part of efforts to deepen India-France economic and industrial cooperation. The Prime Minister also met CEO of Alstom, Martin Sion. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs said that the discussions between them focused on opportunities in mobility and railway modernization. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today chaired a high-level review meeting to assess preparations for the NEET UG re-examination scheduled on Sunday. During the meeting, the minister stressed the need to maintain the highest standards of integrity, transparency and efficiency in the examination process. He directed all the concerned authorities to remain vigilant and ensure all necessary arrangements for the free and fair conduct of the re-examination. Mr. Pradhan said, officers designated by the ministry will be deployed across states to coordinate examination-related activities and report to a central command center headed by the Director General of the National Testing Agency. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha candidate Baidyanath Ram and NDA-backed independent candidate Parimal Nathwani have won the two Rajya Sabha seats in elections held in Jharkhand today. Congress nominee Pranav Jha was defeated. The counting process witnessed a major twist with three votes being declared invalid. According to the final results, Baidyanath Ram secured 31 votes while Parimal Nathwani received 28 votes. Pranav Jha received only 19 votes in the contest. The government has said that all refineries are operating at high capacity with adequate crude inventories, while sufficient stocks of petrol and diesel are being maintained. Addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi today on recent developments in West Asia, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that over the past 3 days, 1.36 crore LPG cylinder bookings have been received, while 1.47 crore cylinders have been delivered. The Joint Secretary said that around 22,945 tons of commercial LPG have been sold during the same period. Director in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Opesh Kumar Sharma, said that Malta-flagged LNG carrier Disha, carrying 62,370 metric tons cargo, is expected to berth at the Dahej Airport in Gujarat tomorrow morning. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has described the newly signed Memorandum of Understanding between Iran and the United States as a historic document and a message from a strong Iran. In a social media post, he said, peace can only be achieved through mutual respect and reaffirmed Iran's commitment to global peace while preserving its dignity, independence and regional cooperation. The agreement was signed by US President Donald Trump during a dinner with French President Emmanuel Macron on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Versailles. In badminton, India's Ashmita Chaliha and Anmol Kharb advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals of the Macau Open in Macau, China today. Ashmita booked her place in the last eight after defeating USA's world number 65 Ishika Jaiswal 22-20, 21-15 in the round of 16. Meanwhile, 19-year-old Anmol Kharb also progressed to the quarterfinals after Malaysia's Go Jinwei retired from their pre-quarterfinal clash. In FIFA World Cup 2026, Czechia will take on South African Group A clash at Atlanta Stadium in United States tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.